Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Lachlan with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Toowoomba Mayor Paul Antonio has announced he will step down, having been in the role since 2012, and cited as being one of the Queensland's longest-serving and most popular politicians. Antonio announced that the time has come after 41 years and 3 months in local politics, and will officially relinquish his role at noon on July 21st. His deputy, Jeff McDonald, will take on the role of acting mayor until a successor is elected by the council.
850,000 hectares of Cape York have been handed back to Vestvik, Tait, Tabagithi, Umpala and Weipa Peninsula people under the native title rights. The Cape York United #1 claim was initially lodged by multiple Indigenous communities from the area in 2014, and these 4 applications are now the latest to be recognised. 50% of Cape York lays under the claim.
In national news, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission offices have raided 3 premises associated with Binance in Australia, one of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchanges. The investigation is exploring issues such as Binance's now defunct derivatives business and whether they wrongly classified ordinary retail clients as wholesale clients. The ASIC is also looking into the affairs of some of Binance's customers, with several demands for company documents being handed down since April 2021.
$3 million in funding has been given to a group of Australian scientists for their startup company, the Lunaria 1, in their attempt to grow plants on the lunar surface within the next 4 years. For this project, the plants will hopefully be turned into medicine, food, as well as providing oxygen for the hostile environment. The plants will be selected will be based on their resilience and ability to survive in the extreme environments.
In international news, the International Atomic Energy Agency is seeking increased access to the Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant following accusations of acts of sabotage by both Russia and Ukraine. The IAEA wants to confirm the absence of mines and explosives at the site, and access to the roof of Reactor 3 and 4, as well as other access parts to the turbine halls and parts of the cooling system at the plant are a priority. Recent inspections had not found anything, however, Director General of the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, said that they want further clarification.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.